Greetings. Hello. Welcome to episode number 258. I am Lindsay.
Of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I am Nick.
Shoot.
I am Michael.
I got so excited.
It's all right. It's only been 258 episodes.
I know. Yeah. Okay. So this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. We have an intro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Hey. I'll work on it.
Welcome to episode 258. The We Don't Know Either podcast. Yeah.
I tried to be more enthusiastic, and I was very concentrating on that.
But yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly what it is. We've said in the past how you're like so enthusiastic until we turn the mic on. So now you're trying to carry that enthusiasm over. But it's so difficult that it distracts you from what you're saying.
Right. But I feel like I am enthusiastic. I will not stand by that criticism. What I will stand by is the most famous book set in each state.
Right.
Which, okay.
You mentioned it last week, and we finally pulled it.
We finally pulled it. You also walked back into the room.
I did.
Yes. We chased him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I got my apology. It was much more sincere than a couple of weeks ago.
I don't remember apologizing.
Yeah. I have it on tape.
Okay, so Washington was Twilight, for the record.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to...
Oh, never mind.
Right.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I realized you already explained what we were doing.
Well, no, last week she said we were talking about the most famous book in each state. So she went and pulled a list of the most famous book in each state. And last week she mentioned that Twilight, she thought, was the most famous from Washington.
Washington.
Which is correct.
Which is correct, yes. Indeed.
Okay. And now you're all caught up, Michael.
Thank you.
Where were you at?
I was checking sound levels to make sure we sounded good.
All right. That's allowed. I'll allow it. Okay, so I got a few more of books that, the well-known ones, easy ones. I'm going to throw them out. Michael versus Nick. Nick versus Michael. First one to get the book from that state is going to get a point.
Okay.
We're going to play a little game.
All right.
And we'll just, till I feel like it, because I think people find this interesting. So here we go.
Sure.
First book.
Uh-huh.
Alabama.
Oh, you're giving us the state. I thought you were going to give us the book.
Oh, I could do it that way.
Yeah, I think it's better giving us the book.
Yeah, give us the book.
Okay. Although Alabama is To Kill a Mockingbird.
Correct.
Yes.
Ding, ding. I should have brought the buzzers with me. Okay. Into the Wild.
Alaska.
Okay. 1-1.
That's an obvious.
Colorado. Oh, also, I'm just going to decide which, depending on the title and things.
Oh, you're going back. You're going to go back and forth.
I'm going to go back and forth.
Okay.
It's my game. My
Colorado,
rules.
So the book.
Colorado.
The most famous book.
White Fang?
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Okay.
White Fang is Canada?
This author has two books on this list.
Two books on the list. Most famous book based in Colorado. Something in Denver. No. Something in the mountains.
Is it The Shining?
It is The Shining.
Oh, damn.
Ding, ding, ding. Which leads me to my next question. Maine. What's the book?
So it's a Stephen King.
Nope. Not it.
It's got to be a Stephen King book.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, yeah.
That's obvious because it was The Shining.
Yeah.
Green Mile? No.
No, but an excellent book. That was set in the South.
Shawshank?
Nope.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Cujo. Oh, Carrie.
Carrie. Ugh, both of you. Nobody gets points. Michael's still up 2-1.
Damn.
This is a throwback to one that I talked about.
Twilight.
No. what I talked about with the Food and Drug Act passing in 1906, Upton Sinclair's The Jungle.
Oh, that's got to be like New York.
Where was the book set?
I don't know.
It's got to be an industrialized city.
Okay. What did she say with the Food and Drug Administration?
Chicago. Well, Illinois. Would be the,
Illinois.
Okay. I assume that you knew Chicago.
Michael is steamrolling.
Well, 3-1. Three to one.
See, when I don't have to come up with the facts, I'm great at it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a couple more.
Okay.
Kansas.
I want to say it's a... Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was about ready to host the rest of this podcast
by myself. I immediately went
to
like a wizard movie, a prison movie.
Oh, see, I was thinking like a farming movie.
Yeah.
New York.
Home Alone.
No, I don't think that's a book.
The novelization. New York.
Most famous book set in New York.
Catcher in the Rye?
No. It is a movie and a book.
Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Of course.
Nick has tied it all up.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. I think that we'll do the last one. I can throw out some more ashes. But since you're tied.
Break.
Yeah.
Or one more until we break the tie when we don't know any of the next five.
All right. So for your tiebreaker.
Are you saying we don't know either?
Yeah.
It's an apt title.
We high-fived.
I'm going to walk
Here
out.
Here we go.
Again.
Washington, D.C.
Most famous book set in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Primary Colors.
No.
It was a movie, wasn't it?
Was it a book first?
That?
Yeah. Okay. The Lost Symbol.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey,
wow.
Dan Brown. Yeah.
Well done. Nick wins a comeback for the ages.
That was a big comeback.
Yeah, that was well done. I had you, I think, 3-1.
You had me 3-1, and I won 4-3.
Well, we also didn't say when the game would end.
I would have loved to play 1-5. That's just me.
You still would have lost. Well, maybe.
No, it's 4-3. Yeah.
Well, if we have time at the end of the show, which we won't, but if we did, we could continue. Michael, yeah. I would like you, as the loser, to begin with your fact.
Okay, I can do that. So, this actually comes from Snopes, which I found just very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the phrase, I just about died laughing?
I just about died laughing, okay?
Sure.
Sure.
I've heard of it.
So, well, Snopes...
You know what? Not only have I heard of it, but that's your secret phrase.
Okay. Right. I like it. Secret phrase done. We're just kicking through stuff today. All right, Michael.
So Snopes determined, is it possible to die laughing?
Oh. This reminds me of Mansers.
Okay. A little bit, right?
Yeah, Mansers. Is it possible to take the dump of death? Which is a great episode, by the way.
What was that? There was a Mythbusters episode. Is it possible to suffocate because you farted too much? Like you take all of the
oxygen
methane
out of the air.
Too much methane in the air. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say you would pass out. Well, you can pass out, but you can't die.
Well, it leads into my facts, so it's going to be true.
Oh, you can die laughing?
You can, in fact, die laughing.
I'm about to die laughing from hearing how stupid you are.
So here's my question.
Just kidding.
Uh-huh.
How long was he laughing before he died?
Wait, this is a real person?
Yeah, he died of heart attack. He died of heart failure.
Heart failure.
I was thinking
lack of oxygen.
This was back in 1975. His name was Alex Mitchell of King's Lynn in Norfolk, England. And he was laughing at one of his favorite television shows, The Goodies.
Okay.
And the skit that precipitated his fatal fit of glee, as it says here, involved a kilted Scotsman flailing away at his bagpipes with a vicious black pudding intending upon attacking him. I don't get British humor, so I don't understand a lot of that.
The Scots and the British are not.
So he was unable to stop laughing for how long before his heart attack?
Quick question.
Sure.
So is this the origin of the phrase? Or why is this particular guy used as this example?
I'm sure it was just an interesting fact.
It's Snopes, so it's one of those like urban legends.
Oh, right.
And they go back and determine if it's true or not.
Is it true or false? What's the origin of it? Where did it come from? What are examples of things happening?
I'm very interested to see how you turn this into a question.
Well, that's my question.
For the people that are without
the 10 minutes of backstory.
Sure.
Yeah. How do you turn it into a one-sentence question? The
That'll be a mystery for our players.
I know the longest I've ever had Sarah going is probably about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I mean, like, laughing so hard she can't breathe kind of laughing.
Okay.
Now, she delves into these fits of laughter. So when there's one thing that she finds funny, she'll laugh, and then she'll laugh because she's laughing, and then it just carries on forever.
Oh, yeah. It's a tunnel.
So I'm going to say it had to have been about 20 to 30 minutes before, not even close, hours. It was hours.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Yet.
Wait, so we're guessing the amount of time he stopped laughing?
No, the amount of time...
He was laughing before his heart gave out.
Oh, I'm going to say...
It was described as one last tremendous belly laugh, slumped on the settee and died, according to his widow who witnessed the passing.
Oh, what a tragic...
So...
Tragic story for her.
So, Lindsay?
Ugh. So I don't know. I'm picturing this poor widow.
Her husband laughed himself to death.
They're having a great night, TV dinners.
Right.
And then he's just laughing. It's just... Ugh.
Where is he from?
England.
England. Okay.
Norfolk,
oh,
England.
Gosh, and it's even funnier because it's British. As we know.
Of course.
I just started watching Lovesick. Highly recommend. I'm going to say 2 minutes.
Okay. It's the reason I was frustrated with you, Nick, is because of your powers of estimation.
Okay.
You said 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It was 25 minutes.
Your streak of stumping us lasted...
We didn't know it. It wasn't a streak of stumping us. It was a streak of not already knowing the answer to the question.
Right.
It was a much easier bar to get over.
You guys have far more experience in the trivia game than I do.
Okay.
So,
is that an old joke?
No, it's not an old joke. I'm complimenting my founder of the company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness.
So,
So yeah,
25 to 30 minutes.
Which I think making Sarah laugh for 10 to 15 minutes, I think counts as attempted murder.
Maybe. You're probably right. Yeah. But that, again, this is, you know, where he's from, like what his diet consisted of, what was his health condition at the time.
Well, how funny was that sketch?
How funny was the sketch? Yeah. Because it could have been one of those things where it's like the guy had a heart attack. He just happened to be laughing while he was doing it.
It wasn't a classic heart attack because it does go into further things.
Okay.
It's a heart rhythm disorder that also caused this.
Okay. Well, did he have an arrhythmia?
It's described here as long QT syndrome, an affliction in which the heart is prone to experience long pauses between heartbeats, especially after instances of excitement or exertion.
Yeah. Oh.
After such an incident, the heart resets itself after a few beats. But in some cases, such as this...
This was definitely a couple episodes of Law & Order SVU where somebody with irregular heartbeats definitely died having sex. This is definitely on an SVU episode. Okay. So I am aware.
An arrhythmia is an abnormal heart rhythm, which is an electrical problem in the heart.
Right.
So this is just like your heart skipping a beat. Is this like the mentality of like if you sneeze at a certain time or cough at a certain time, like during a heartbeat, if you have a certain condition that...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Potentially, I guess, because that would, I mean...
It would be a shock to the system. It would be a shock to the system. Time.
Right. And it describes it as long beats, long pauses between the beats.
Right.
And then in this case, just after 25 minutes of laughing, the heart didn't reset itself like it usually does.
Got it.
R.I.P., man. R.I.P.
Alex Mitchell.
R.I.P. that. And R.I.P. your fact. Nick? All right. Or me? Whoever.
I'll go.
Cool.
All right. This was a fun thing because once again somebody asked me a question and I went like what's kind of the origin of that and where does it go?
Sure.
Horsepower.
Okay.
How much horsepower does a horse have?
One. No, I'm completely serious. As I understand horsepower, it's the power of horses. Therefore, one horse equals one horsepower.
Right. I was going to break it into two sections.
Okay.
Okay. How much so like work over a sustained period of time.
Sure.
Right. Or burst power, so to speak.
Okay.
So it's two questions. How much horsepower does one horse have?
Sure.
And then how much horsepower is one horse capable of at a peak?
I don't know anything. I don't know. I mean, I've ridden horses, and I have very minimal understanding as to any sort of making a guess on this. Because I'm trying to think of car commotion. They're like 40 horsepower, 20 horsepower.
Hundreds.
Hundreds
like
of horsepower?
400 horsepower.
Oh, okay, well then, see, yeah. I do not pay attention.
If a car commercial was advertising 40 horsepower, it's like a 1962 like,
Model T.
They pinto, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so as I mentioned a minute ago, uh-huh. I do not know any sort of remote, I can't speak. I don't know what I'm talking. Okay, bye. Michael's turn.
So you think one horse, one horsepower?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be wrong.
For the sustained work.
For the sustained work?
Right, because so sustained work
well,
and then burst power.
Well, I'm assuming
so burst power would be
burst power would be one.
Burst power would be, okay, one?
One horsepower.
Okay.
And then sustained, it's got to go less because a horse tires out.
Okay, so I will give you this because you look stressed trying to come up with this information.
It's, yeah.
Over a sustained period of time, one horse has one horsepower.
Okay,
right.
So the burst. So the burst is what I need to
the
answer.
Burst is higher,
yes,
obviously,
course.
Than the sustained work. But yeah, it's measured at about kilowatt hours. So
well, in that case, I can't, you know.
I can tell you how many horsepower it is.
Okay, because I don't have my scratch paper, my calculator
here.
Otherwise, I'd be able to get you that answer.
Yeah. So, burst power.
Burst power.
For a horse. How many horsepower?
Still out of this.
Lindsay's just, she stopped and she's now responding to private event emails.
Getting some work done, yeah. Multitasking.
I'm going to say
how many horsepower is this responding? Yeah.
I'm going to say that burst is like 3.
No, it's actually just shy of 15 horsepower.
Really?
Yeah. So, it can be measured, the peak power over a period of a few seconds is about 14.9 horsepower.
Okay.
And then a work rate of about 1 horsepower consistent for sustained activity.
Okay.
So, actually, yeah, that's one of those things, because I, you know, the person asked me, they were like, is 1 horsepower like the power of a horse? And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. It can't be like they're capable of like sprinting and trotting and like what's a horsepower. So I went down the rabbit hole on that and
naturally.
Yeah, honestly, one horse equals one horsepower. That's obvious.
Yeah.
I figured it was so obvious you wouldn't say it.
No, it was just it's one of those answers that strikes me as so obvious. How is it anything else?
Right.
Because why in the world would, because my, if it was anything else, my next question is, well, why in the world do we call it horsepower?
Exactly. Then? Exactly. Well, that, it could be one of those things where it was like, it was a horsepower like back in the 1900 whatever.
Sure.
And that over time, the definition has changed and modified based on whatever.
Like the foot being a length of measure. It used
sure.
to be whatever the king's foot now.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually,
that's why it's called a foot. Yeah.
Right. Cool. So one, that's a good...
Welcome back, Lindsay.
No, that's a good thing. I'm happy Michael got it right. Crushed it. You get another high five.
Boop.
Multiple high fives for Michael today.
I got to sit on the other side of the table. I never get high fives.
Oh,
you get fist bumps on occasion.
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, so I actually changed my fact because my fact had something to do with animals. And since you were talking about horses, I didn't want to talk about animals and things. So that'll be for next week. I'll save it.
That would have been too easy of a segue.
Too easy, yeah. Well, horses weren't related, but it was animals. Whatever. We'll get into it. It's going to be exciting.
What kind of animal would you drop on
a- Yes. Which I actually brought up Christmas time this year.
Uh-huh.
And my family had very wild answers.
Really?
And my dad and brother are big history buffs, too. And so it was very funny.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry that I wasted your time talking about that. I want to talk about Girl Scouts.
Okay.
Okay.
What's happening right now?
Cookie sales.
Oh, I was going to say enrollments probably dropped off.
Because
the Boy Scouts just started letting girls in.
Oh, that's right.
That's very true. But, you know, they're the Bonnie goddesses and the...
cookies are far more interesting.
To be clear, by the way, there was a section of Boy Scouts that always allowed girls. The Explorers,
oh,
I think.
Yes. Yeah. No, I know, because I tried to join, and my mom told me that caving was too dangerous, because I was trying to join the Boy Scouts to go caving.
Is caving what I think? It's exploring caves, right? It's
yeah,
like
but
spun-
you don't... Spelunking.
Yeah.
Spelunking, as the Boy Scout instructor told me, spelunking implies a certain level of amateurism, and caving is the term that they... Yeah, is the term they use, because they're on, like, strict... designed.
Got it.
It's safe.
It's indoor rock climbing.
He was like, don't call it spelunking.
Right.
I thought spelunking was diving into the caves.
No, that's cliff diving.
Or cave diving?
I guess.
Who dives into caves?
No, like,
aren't
you,
they in
you
the
see
ground?
Those big caves like that kind of are in the middle of the...
Like a hole in the ground with
like
water at the bottom
ground.
Of
yeah.
it? That's just diving.
Oh, okay. I thought that was spelunking.
No.
No.
No, there's no water involved in spelunking.
Anyway.
Not necessarily.
When I was with the Boy Scouts, it was caving, but like we didn't have any guides. We just kind of like we'd go to like old ghost towns and like wander mine shafts.
R.I.P. Bob.
Yeah,
we miss you, Kyle.
He never came back.
Kyle's wandering alone in the caves. Oh,
it was a
Kyle.
Lot of paperwork.
Yeah.
No, see, I wanted to do that. Mom's like, you're not going in there. And I was like, oh, Mom, it's so nice that you care about me. But I'm sure that they know what they're doing. Anyway, regrets. So Girl Scouts, they're selling cookies. We're in the middle of the Girl Scout cookie season, one of my favorite times of year.
It's everybody's favorite time of year.
Yeah,
isn't it?
So I learned recently that the first commercial Girl Scout cookie was sold in Philadelphia, woot woot, in 1933. So my question is, how much did it cost for 44 cookies?
44
yeah,
cookies.
40, that's like the box.
Assuming okay. that's the, yeah, I was going to ask
that's
if that's the box.
Assuming the box, yeah.
What's okay. the box now, $10?
I was just going to ask that question. I never buy Girl Scout cookies. They're always like, you I mean, Sarah handles our Girl Scout cookie
collection.
Oh, good.
Okay, I was like, how do you not
it's
have
It's not like
them?
We don't have them or we don't do it. We're not monsters, but I'm not the one that handles that side of the business.
You know where they always got me?
Huh.
When I was taking the Metro, they'd be set up right at the... Like anybody living in Arlington, the Courthouse Metro, as soon as they go on sale, there is a cookie stand right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an everyday thing.
I walk by it every day, and any day I have cash, after I leave, I don't have cash.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was just like, here's $10, and I got my tag-alongs and my Thin Mints.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
So
how much was a box?
Yeah.
Can somebody verify that it is currently $10? Or if they raise the prices.
That was a good follow-up question, but I don't actually have the answer to that. But I think $10 is about right.
It's usually me that doesn't have the follow-up answers. That's a very good question, Lindsay. Google.
Go, Google.
Okay. Cost of Girl Scout cookies in 2018 is expected to be $5.
Oh, okay, $5. So we have, someone must have got some deal or something too for something.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you that they currently raise $800 million and over 1 million Girl Scouts participate in cookie sales.
Interesting.
And as a Girl Scout, I sold a lot of damn cookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if it was $5 of 44, and you said it was 1933?
Yeah, right about 1933, 1935-ish.
I'm gonna throw it back to last week with the Super Bowl bonus. I'm going to go
$1.
$1? $1 for 44 cookies, okay?
See, I want to say like a quarter.
Oh, less than a dollar. I didn't even consider less than a dollar. Michael? Did you just prices right me on a $1 bid?
You bet your ass I did.
Do you want to go with prices right rules?
Which means I'm wrong. I'm going to go a dime. No.
Penny.
If you have to ask the question, then I think we're both over, which means right. I got to be right there, I'd imagine.
You are, yeah. It's 23 cents per 44 cookies. Six boxes gets you a little bit of discount for $1.24.
$1.24,
yeah. Okay. And they have the first recipe on the Girl Scout website, and it's, you know, like vanilla, milk, sugar, whatever. So my next question, when were Thin Mints introduced?
Oh.
What year were Thin Mints introduced to the Girl Scout cookie inventory?
Okay.
And I will even say that they weren't originally called Thin Mints. They were originally called Chocolate Mints.
Okay.
So when were Chocolate Mints introduced?
So 33 was the first box.
Yeah, it was not 33.
Sorry. What was the year that was?
Yeah, 33. 33 I meant like it was not 33 right, that Thin Mints were out.
Now, if memory serves.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate was rationed during World War II.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not out. Is that true?
I thought they included chocolate in the rations of World War II.
No. It was rationed here in the U.S. It wasn't
Couldn't
readily
it
available
it.
Because
okay.
it was going to.
So you're
going
say,
to the
so you're saying after 48?
I'm saying yeah. Well, and then my question is, would something like the Great Depression help?
That would be 29.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's right.
unless you're talking about 2008.
This is why I wasn't a history major. So let's see, 45, World War II was done in 49?
Yeah, 48, 49. I would assume the rations were lifted just before the end.
Yeah, I'm going to
say 45.
45 was the end.
End of World War II.
I'm assuming the rations went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, there was definitely a major endpoint yeah. of dates of yes. August 1945.
There was a big party.
Yeah, yes. There were bats dropped from the sky.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 1952.
That's a good guess. I'll go 45.
Nick wins with Price is Right, 1951.
Oh, see?
1951.
I think we should change this Price is Right rules.
Originally called Chocolate Mints. Originally called Chocolate Mints. If you want to know my last bonus real quick fact, National Girl Scout Cookie Week is February 23rd to 25th. So coming up there. Free plug for you Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And my last question, according to their press release that says, you know, in 2018, the cookie season has started off because now they do digital sales and all that stuff. What? According to Girl Scouts, is their most popular cookie that they've introduced over their 101-year span of selling cookies. What is their most popular cookie?
What defines most popular cookie?
It is according to their press release. I can read the official language of how they
yeah.
worded
popular
it.
Please do. It's got to be Thin Mint.
I don't
I mean,
think so.
The reason she's asking the question is because it's not Thin Mint.
Right.
This season, troops nationwide are welcoming the return of the Girl Scout blank the most popular flavor to launch in the 101 years of Girl Scouts selling cookies.
So it was the best selling in its first year kind of thing.
Okay.
The most popular flavor to launch in their 101 year history.
I feel like it's going to be the one I don't like. I feel like it's going to be Samoa.
It's the blue box.
yeah. Nobody
okay, that's going to help me.
Trefoil's the shortbread.
Oh, the shortbread.
It's just like
shortbread
cookie.
Would have been good.
That's based kind of on their like original recipe.
Right.
That's the most similar to their original
I think that's
one.
Called trefoil? Trefoil?
Trefoil? That sounds
It's the
right.
blue box.
I'm going it's See, for me, it's Tagalong. It's always the peanut butter and chocolate.
That's number one.
That's the
Red
best.
Box, number one.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I mean, I think they're delicious, but that's not the answer to the question.
Right.
Nobody has said the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the green box of the Thin Mints? The orange one are the peanut butter.
That's what I just said.
Peanut butter
okay,
shortbread.
I'm going to give you one more hint. This is a flavor that is of a different sandwich that you can make.
The ham cookie.
I'd consider it a sandwich.
All right, start the clock on Michael. How long until the heart attack?
You just said that because production's done.
Yeah.
Ham cookie is incorrect.
Ham cookie.
Okay, so you ready?
It's another type of peanut butter and jelly. It's a peanut butter and jelly cookie.
No.
Oh, that was a much better answer.
You're going to give me
crap. Is it like an Oreo cookie?
No.
Okay.
But it is a s'mores cookie.
S'mores cookie.
Yeah, okay. S'mores I would consider a sandwich.
Sure.
It is.
Why would I give you crap? Because s'mores is a sandwich?
I don't know.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That's the question. All right.
No, I'm not even
we're
getting
out.
Into it.
Yeah. This is it.
We're off the rails.
I got one more follow-up on your Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
I looked something up because I wanted to see.
You have 30 seconds.
Thin Mints is the number one most popular cookie. What's number two?
Tagalongs.
No. Tagalongs is number three. Samoa is number two.
Ugh.
Top five rounded out with Do-Si-Dos, which are the peanut butter.
These are by gross sales cookies. Or what?
Yeah, by sales.
Oh, gotcha.
And then number five were the trefoils.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So, yeah, the Do-Si-Dos. Those were that's the orange box peanut butter cookie.
Oh,
then
yeah.
There's the Tagalong red box peanut butter and chocolate. Those are my number one.
Yes.
Well, thanks. And we can be bribed at the next event that we're hosting with Girl Scout Cookies.
Bring me a red box and a bonus point.
1,000 bonus points. Yeah. Don't do that
dirty
with your host. Don't do
trivia.
That to your host.
Yeah,
just
the
again,
hosts,
District Trivia does not promote giving hosts food for bribes, especially because you don't know their allergies and stuff, right?
Right. Yeah. No, this is for us specifically.
And I believe we're going to be at Dirty Sexy Trivia, yes?
Yeah.
The two of you are.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Don't do that. We can't give you points. Anyway, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael. We can't give you points.
We don't know either.
Bye.